أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا جاءكم المؤمنات مهاجرات فامتحنوهن، الله أعلم بإيمانهن، فإن علمتموهن مؤمنات فلا ترجعوهن إلى الكفار، لا هن حل لهم ولا هم يحلون لهن، وآتوهم ما أنفقوا، ولا جناح عليكم أن تنكحوهن إذا آتيتموهن أجورهن، ولا تمسكوا بعصم الكوافر واسألوا ما أنفقتم وليسألوا ما أنفقوا، ذلكم حكم الله، يحكم بينكم، والله عليم حكيم. وإن فاتكم شيء من أزواجكم إلى الكفار فعاقبتم فآتوا الذين ذهبت أزواجهم مثل ما أنفقوا، واتقوا الله الذي أنتم به مؤمنون. O you who believe, when believing women come to you as refugees, then examine them. And Allah Ta'ala knows best as to their iman, as to their faith. But if you ascertain that they are mu'min and they are true in their belief, then send them back not to their kuffar husbands. For their kuffar husbands are no longer halal for them, nor are the kuffar husbands halal for them, but give away to them what they have spent on their dowers. And further, when these women have deserted their kuffar husbands and come over to us in Medina Munawwara, now their marriages have broken up, so there is no sin for you if you do marry them, provided you pay the dowers. And do not hold on to the kuffar marital contracts because they have dissolved with their persisting upon disbelief. Then their marital contracts have all dissolved. So don't hold back onto these kuffar marital contracts any longer. The marital contracts that you have with kafir humans have been permanently dissolved. So don't hold back onto it. وَاسْأَلُوا مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ وَلْيَسْأَلُوا مَا أَنْفَقُوا. And you have the right, you must ask for what you have spent. You can demand for what you have spent on the dower of these kuffar women. But similarly, these women that have deserted you, that is your wives that were not believing, and they have deserted you and moved on to the kuffar at Makkah Mukarramah, then they also have the right to demand for what they have spent. This is the command of Allah Ta'ala. He decides between you, and Allah Ta'ala is all-knowing and full of wisdom. Up until the truce at Hudaybiyah, marrying a kafir woman was permissible. But after the truce was signed at Hudaybiyah, then this was cancelled permanently, that no longer marriage with a kafir woman is permissible, like it will not be permissible for a kafir to marry a Muslim woman. Then a Muslim cannot marry a kafir woman any longer. So this had been introduced, or this new law had come in at around the time of Hudaybiyah. Now, with the legislation of this law, that marital contracts with kafir women will be totally and permanently dissolved, so they will leave some concerns. Their former husbands may have the concern, what about the wealth that I had spent upon my wife? If it's a woman, if it's a Muslim, then he will feel that concern that I had spent a huge amount in towards my wife on her dower and the gifts that I had given, a huge amount I had given to her. So what about all the wealth that I have given to her? What will happen? What is the status of this wealth? Because she's no more in my marriage. Similarly, if a Muslim woman was in the nikah of a kafir and she had deserted him to live with us in Medina Munawwara, then he will also have the same concern that what about the dawah and the gifts that I had spent upon my wife then now that she's gone? So what do I do? So a provision was made, a temporary provision was made that whatever one party had spent upon the other, the Muslim had spent upon his wife that was a kafir and she had deserted him to live amongst the kuffar at Makkah Mukarramah, then that amount that he had spent must be returned to him. Similarly, if it was that a Muslim woman that was married to a kafir in Makkah Mukarramah, she deserted the kafir husband and came over to us, Medina Munawwara, then we are responsible to pay that amount to her former husband so that he may not be at a loss. In the case that both dawahs are identical and the same, then one could be offset against the other between the both communities, between the both parties. But if there was a balance, one was more than the other, then that balance must be recoverable between the two guardians. So two commands that come here. One is the marital contracts with disbelieving woman is cancelled permanently. And number two, amounts that were spent as dowers and gifts, then that amount must be returned to their former husbands. Now this was the law the Muslims had adhered and conformed by the command of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But there were cases where the kuffar refused to make the payments to the Muslim husbands whose wives had deserted them to the kuffar. So in such a case, the Quran Sharif says, "In fatakum shay'un min azwajikum," if any of your wives have deserted you to the kuffar, now your wife is gone, and the amount that you spent on the dawah, etc., also is gone, and they refuse to give that amount back to you, then what are you supposed to be doing? Fa'aqabtum, now you gain some advantage. And advantage is in this manner, that your wife has deserted you to live with them, but simultaneously, a kafir's Muslim wife has deserted him to live with us, then in this manner, one dawah can be offset against the other. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَنْتُمْ بِهِ مُؤْمِنُونَ So fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whom you do believe. The first ayat was about examining these women that have deserted their kuffar husbands and come to live with us. So, how are we to make out that they are sincere? They have left because of iman, not because of some type of prejudice. They don't like the husbands, so therefore they deserted the husbands and come to live over with us. So they are pretending to be mu'mins, but they aren't believers. So what are we supposed to be doing? We're supposed to be examining them. Are they true in their faith or not? But what are the articles of the examination? In what points, what matters should we examine them? So Allah Ta'ala says, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when believing women do come to you to take the oath of allegiance that they will not associate anyone in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will not steal, they will not commit adultery, they will not kill their children, nor slander, forging up something between their very hands and feet, as between, they can see that it's open slander, between, in front of their eyes, they are committing this type of a slander and forging up and making up stories. So they will not be guilty of any type of slander and forging up and breaking up, making up stories. وَلَا يَعْصِينَكَ فِي مَعْرُوفٍ. And nor will they disobey you in any matter of obedience. So then do accept them for the oath of allegiance, but ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness on their behalf, for Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful. And O you who believe, don't take as friends people on whom is the wrath of Allah Ta'ala, a reference made especially to the Jews, on whom is the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. So don't take up these people as friends. They have despaired of the hereafter. They do realize that they have refused to believe in the truth. They refuse to believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, refuse to believe in Isa alayhi salam. So they know they do not have any share in the hereafter, sawab and the reward. So they have become totally despaired about the hereafter, as the kuffar that are in their graves are totally despaired of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Now that they are face to face with judgment, they have nothing to produce, so they are total despaired and total despondency has covered them, because there is no hope of their forgiveness. So this type of people, the Quran Sharif again warns us that don't take them as friends. They have got no belief of the hereafter. The belief of the hereafter is just an imagination in their minds. So you're going to take them as friends, and obviously you will be sort of considerate towards them, towards their articles of faith. Then your faith in the hereafter, faith in Allah Ta'ala also will weaken. So keep a distance from such people.